Have you ever wondered what it would feel like to receive insight from a musician who used to be part of one of the most famous bands in the Philippines? I'm talking about one of the most influential bands and one of the biggest pioneers of the original Pinoy music genre. Good morning, everyone. I am Dylan, your ecstatic guitarist and vocalist.
And I'm Mika, your optimistic drummer.
Listen as we reveal the backstories of the songs that influenced generations.
In today's episode of Tune Talks.
Ladies and gentlemen, time check. It is currently 11:33 a.m. I hope you guys are comfortable in the summer heat. And I'm thankful for your timely presence in our podcast, as our topic is something that is deeply relatable in our hearts.
Yeah, with how music is everywhere and with how it has changed over the years, it makes us not only intrigued but curious with the thought process behind all of our favorite hits.
And speaking of favorite hits, Mika, what is your favorite OPM band?
I'd say River Maya, as they have the most catchy songs from my childhood. Well, what's your favorite song from River Maya, Dylan?
I'd say it's from the album Trip. It's definitely the song Kisap Mata.
Oh, that's a good song. And since they have been making countless hits, have you ever wanted to figure out how they managed to come up with their songs?
Definitely. Since most of their songs, especially my favorite song that I mentioned earlier, that was one of the first songs that I actually learned on guitar, as both me and my dad are very fond of songs from the OPM genre, especially River Maya. So I've always wondered how they've always made up with these hits and they managed to capture the hearts of millions of people nationwide.
Well, you're in luck, because our special guest here today is none other than Sir Ryan Peralta, the former drummer of River Maya.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you for today, Paul?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you also for having the time, Paul, for joining our small podcast.
Yeah, I hope to get to answer your questions also.
Thank you, Paul. Well, considering, Paul, that you have been part of one of the biggest bands in the Philippines, I've always wondered, Paul, on your point of view, Paul, what is the most memorable song that you have written and also performed along with your bandmates?
Ah, okay. So maybe just a little background, no? So from I played for and toured with River Maya for about 8 years. So the original drummer is his name is Mark Escueta. So he was the original drummer and member, and also the existing drummer until now. So I've been with them since 2011, I think, to 2018 or 19, something like that. Yeah. So most of the older hits, that was still Mark who was playing. But most of the, questions and answers, I've been playing with them as a session player since 1998. So back then, Mark was still a student, college student. So every time he would need to finish his thesis and stuff, I was the one who's playing with them. And I was still 16 or 17 years old.
And then since there were specific times where you guys would go like jamming sessions, it's still very enjoyable, right?
Yeah, definitely. Back then, it's totally different now, I think, for other bands. But back then, we really have to put time to see each other and do a songwriting together. And not necessarily on a full band, like or full instrument. Sometimes it's just a guitar and coming together, talking. So not really like an agenda that we had to do. But I think it works if you keep on seeing each other. And then because songwriting, it can happen to one person. It can happen with all the other members also.
Actually, because I've been wondering rin po, since I'm also actually a guitarist po, because my dad used to be part of a small band rin po, somewhere in Pangasinan. He wanted to drop the family heritage of becoming a musician to me. And parang I realized din po na this was like a similar age where you started playing drums po, if I'm correct. Like around the age of 16 to 17 po.
Yes, yes. Oh. Well, I was studying drums before that, but to tour, like to do a, yeah, playing with a bigger venue and a bigger band.
And I also heard rin po that it was also this age where like transitioning into early adulthood where you were also teaching other people, whether younger or older po, drums, if I'm correct po.
That's right, that's right. So I started teaching about that age, 15, 16, and then I moved to, so I was based in Baguio that time, and then I moved to Manila, and that's where I met the members of Rivermind.
Oh, since that was a very young age, even for me, because I only recently learned guitar, and it only took 2 years, almost 3 years to learn. I couldn't even bring myself to teach others because it was pretty hard. So what made you passionate in teaching other people drums even though you were still at a very young age, po?
Ah, that's right. That's right. Good question. So when I started, so I was high school back. When I was high school, I was kind of like an introvert. You know, I had some, you know, friends who would play and we would jam. But back then I was studying, I was doing some drum lessons, like I was a student studying. And I think what made me think about not passion yet, but interested in teaching was because of my teacher who became from a teacher to becoming a friend. It was a summer break and they needed teachers. The school needed teachers to teach younger kids and beginners. And so that's how they hired me. So, and then from then on became like an extra job that I would do. And then later on leading to playing with other bands as well.
But you would say it's fulfilling naman po?
Oh yeah, definitely. Actually, until now, I still maintain teaching even if I'm doing other stuff. Because teaching is a whole, how do you say it? Like it's another part of music where you have to be ahead of what you're doing. So, because you can't teach something that you can't do, right? So,
yeah.
For you to be able to be ahead of you know, maybe a student who wants to learn something, you have to work on it first before you can break it down for somebody else. So, the teaching, yes, you're because, you know, the season now or the times now, all resources are easily available because of the internet, YouTube. Back then, if you had a book, it was, you know, it was rare to find another person who had the same book, or you would need other teachers to interpret it with you, or find another teacher who encountered that book and actually break it down for you. So, but now you can watch videos and all. Being ahead of it, it's different now. Books also are, some are rare, some are easily available. So, yeah, so for me, for teaching, it pushes me to improve myself all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what keeps me going, doing the
teaching. Related to that, when did you realize that drums were your thing? Like, why did you keep trying to learn how to play drums?
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Especially since
white drums, yeah.
Back
yeah.
then, it was, like you mentioned, po, it was very hard because there was no internet yet.
That's
and
right.
learning a lot of things, especially instruments, they had to be taught manually or from an external thing like a teacher po. So
that's
what
right,
made,
that's right.
What
yeah, and also it was difficult for drums because in with other instruments you have to own and have the instrument with you. Okay. So for example, like guitar, you know, you don't really annoy the neighbors if you just but for drums you need a space, you need the room. You need to talk to your neighbors that I'm gonna make noise. So, it was quite challenging. But the fortunate part was because I was teaching in the school, I had open hours to use my room to practice.
Oh.
And so because there were drum rooms there that at any time that I'm available, I could go to. So my introvert self, instead of like hanging out with my friends, I would just go to the room and, you know, rock myself out there and play along with tunes that I like. Why drums? Back then, because I really started as a piano player because my dad played piano. So he wasn't like learned, but also studied by ear. So that's how we would do it. And then my sister convinced me to play drums because it was a fad, like no one was doing it. You know? So in the entire time while I started maybe I was 14 when I started.
What?
14, yeah. There were, you know, there were many people who would play drums there, especially in, during the intramurals, you know, those cheering competitions. So they would play drums. But up until I was teaching, no one knew that I played drums.
Oh,
so I would play my stick.
Wow.
Yeah. So up until that point, parang it's just a secret thing that you do by yourself, po.
Yeah, yes, by myself. So parang I didn't want to tell anyone that I play.
But when people started to find out, but did you feel pressure?
Well, because finally when they did find out, I can already play.
Oh.
In fact, my first student was our commandant.
Ah.
Yeah. But he was like surprised. Like he was like, "Hey, I know you. You teach." Yeah. So he had to end up with me.
Okay. Since on that topic, it's been a long time na po pala that you've been playing drums po, right?
Yeah.
And since there's been so much time that you've been playing drums, a lot of experience po that you've picked up along the years. What is a lesson po that you found that you would have only discovered through music, where you would only find it out in along your journey of being a musician po, not in any other field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that's nice. For me, because okay, so aside from the a performer, a teacher, I also facilitate rhythm events. So I put up a company. Mm-hmm. The name's Drumstart, and I use that for corporate training. So using drums. So imagine like doing a sales convention and playing, you know, drumming together. When I started that, it really opened my eyes in how music can really impact even the corporate world and like this at this time, no, parang like ano ba, parang it's like human, you know, maximizing human potential. So back then it was, you know, you get hired because of your skill, and then later on it's you get hired because of what you know. Now you get hired because you can easily work with people, diba? People can be skilled, people can be knowledgeable, but if you have an attitude or you, like you don't work well with people or your skill is weak, then it's hard to keep a job. Or you yourself, like you'll probably be moving in and out of work, no, because of that soft skill that you need to develop. And soft skills are developed not just by knowledge or by physical skill. It's an attitude thing. It's a, you know, and then music equips you from that. You know, like when you're playing in a band, you have different skills. One plays guitar, his level will probably be 5 out of 10. A bass player could be part of that, and then he's like super knowledgeable, like he's 10 out of 9 out of 10. And then you're the drummer, and then you're like maybe 4 out of 10. You know, it's all different levels and different instruments. But your goal is to make it work, you know, like you write a song or make you sound together. Because when the audience would watch you, they would watch the entire band, not just the drummer or not just the guitar player. So they watch the entire group that they say, "Oh, that band is good." Not like, "Oh, have you heard that band? The drummer's good." You know, but not everyone else. So you'd want like the whole, you know. So same thing with a company. You can't say that the CEO is the only one that's good, but it's the entire products that the company sells, you know what I mean? So it's a holistic thing. Like it's a whole bundle. So I think that's why they call it a band, diba? Like when you're you can't sweep leaves with one piece of, you know, like a part of a broom, diba? You can't, right? You have to have a whole bundle to make it make use of its purpose. Same thing, you know, I think music is really a part of humanity that you can't easily take out. So I mean, in education, sometimes like when you go to school or the subjects that are important are maths, the sciences, right? Language, mm-hmm. and then your physical education, music are all in the bottom, right?
Mm.
But back then, before this Greek style of education was, music and arts were the top ones. Were in the priority because from music you can learn language, you can learn math, you can learn sciences.
Mm-hmm.
In music alone, you know, there's physics in music, there's math yes. in music, right? And there's respect in music. You learn how to trust, you know, you learn how to respect people, you learn how to you know, understand people. So it's really a holistic thing. So I think, yeah, music is really something that I believe everyone should have. So when you say music, it's not like you can sing in tune or play drums and play in time. So it's not just that. It's just the values that you can pick up from music.
Mm. Definitely agreed, because at the end of the day, we can all agree that bands are a group work, essentially. No one stands out, and no one specifically should stand out, because at the end of the day, everyone should be given the chance to
right.
receive the same recognition, because this is like what you said, Po, music is what connects everyone, and mm-hmm. it is, I'd say, the most perfect way to create connections, because even for me, po, even if I don't have a specific band, as long as I'm able to play music in front of everyone and everyone manages to just enjoy, parang there's mm-hmm. a sense of connection with everyone, even though people may not have the same liking to music as you do, or others may have even more passion in music.
That's right. That's right. And it's mm-hmm. universal. You can play along with a person, but you don't speak the same language.
Yeah.
You know, I can go to Italy. I don't speak Italian,
mm-hmm.
but I
agree.
Can come with Italian. You know.
Yeah.
And enjoy together. Something like that. So.
Mm. As long as the theme of music is there, parang everyone can enjoy yeah. na.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's a non-verbal thing. You know.
Mm.
So for our last question for today. what advice would you give to your younger self in your early days of drumming? Like, ooh. If you had to improve something or anything.
Ah.
Like, let's say you would also give it to musicians now, po. What would you say?
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. So for me, I mean, after, so I've been playing for almost like 30 years now. No? So
30?
Parang, yeah, 30, you know. Uh-huh. So parang, for me, ano eh, parang, you know, it's like you can be your worst critic sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you critic yourself and then watch yourself, and then later on you instead of enjoying, you don't enjoy it anymore because you're
yeah.
always like looking, making it, trying to make things perfect. Yeah. So if I was gonna talk to my younger self, I would always tell him to have fun. You know, like keep it fun. Like even if you're doing an easy thing or a difficult thing, or you know, developing something like that, or achieving it or failing it, you know, just to keeping it fun and because for me, like, again, you know, music supposed to edify and encourage you. So whenever you're playing, it has to be fun. It's not like you're not taking it seriously. You're serious about it.
Mm.
For example, like you're finishing a piece probably that's very difficult. So that's achieving that or finishing that is not instant. No, you really have to spend many hours to work on it, but not to stress, not to a point where you're stressing on it, because it reflects the sound that you make. You know, when mm. you're finishing a piece, if you're stressed finishing it, it will sound stressed. You know,
yeah.
But if you had fun, working on it, people will also see it that you're having fun. You know, so you're also rehearsing the way
yeah.
you're working. So I think that's an advice that I would do, like every time you're working on something and then achieving it. So once you achieve it, so for example, like you really do well, no, like you really become really good at what you do, because you know that one thing, for like for me, it's not I mean, it's a gift for you to be able to make music out of your hands, no, or your so being grateful to do that, it also keeps you humble on whatever achievements that you do.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I agree. Because most people think that their biggest enemy is their audience, pero they don't realize that their biggest enemy is themselves, kasi they're the ones that give themselves the most unfiltered opinions of themselves. It's very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very inspiring po na for people like you po, since you're very knowledgeable, to say na just have fun. It's very relieving to hear po as one of the most well-known prodigies.
Yeah, no. Mika also is my student.
Yeah.
And with that, today's episode of Toon Talks marks its end. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sir Ryan, for your time.
Ryan, I hope I get to answer your question.
Yeah, you did very well. Actually, I took notes while listening to your answers, as they're really helpful po talaga. And I sincerely wish for more successes in your life po. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
Okay, thank you one and all for listening, and always remember to tune in and for the next episode of Toon Talk.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. And bye-bye. See you all for the next episode.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yay.